Hi, everybody. I'm Big Al Weekly, and this is a very special Dispatch Me Home Radio. Why is it so special? I've decided to sit down and play and listen and learn with you about some of the real country music of our time. It seems that we have lost senses on what real country music is, and I think it's time to go back and recognize some of these great artists that just plainly don't get their music played on radio anymore. So we're going to be hearing from people like Carl Smith, Hank Williams, Kitty Wells, Patsy Cline, Jim Reeves, and many others. And, of course, we may not get them all in on the program here on this special Dispatch Me Home Radio, but if you like what you're hearing, we'll come back and we'll do this again. Right now, I'd like to begin with a man that is known as Mr. Country. Before we do that, I do want to tell you that this is all brought to you by MusicChartsMagazine.com in Nashville, Tennessee. MusicChartsMagazine.com in Nashville, Tennessee. Music news and information from around the world, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now let's go to Mr. Country, Carl Smith, one of the most popular honky-tonkers of the 50s. He racked up 30 top 10 hits over the course of a decade and was able to even be popular in the late 70s. Carl Smith was born and raised in Maynardsville, Tennessee, which was also the hometown of the king of country music, Roy Acuff. As a child, Carl Smith idolized Mr. Acuff, Ernest Tubb, Bill Monroe, and many others. The reason why we picked Mr. Country to begin our program is because he recorded a song called I Love Them Old Songs. So here is Mr. Country, Carl Smith, to begin this very special Dispatch Me Home Radio. Let's learn about country music together. Carl Smith, everyone.
Soul, how I love them old songs. They were a comfort to me when I was alone. The dancing stops, but the music goes on. Doggone my soul, how I love them old songs. Now when I hear that double E, trouble-free girl we are. There was a time I spent my nights in a bar, playing that old jukebox until the honky-tonk locks up. Now doggone my mind just won't leave me alone. Keeps on reminding me I'm so song. Take me back to hardwood floors, outdoor johns and mason jars. It's all I can do to believe that it's gone. That hard knocking, rock and rolling life that I've known. But the dancing is over and the music must go on. Don't go my soul, how I love them old songs. But the dancing is over and the music goes on. Doggone my soul, how I love them old songs.
I wanna live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. I wanna live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. Don't want slow walking or sad singing, let them have a jubilee. I wanna leave a lot of happy women, I'm thinking pretty thoughts of me. I wanna live fast, live hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. I got a hot rod car and a cowboy suit, and I really do get around.
I got a little black book and the gals look cute. And I know the name of every spot in town. I want to fly them, fool them, leave them, and let them do the same to me. I want to live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. A beautiful memory. I'm a whopper's cat. Let me grab my hat and baby come along with me. We're gonna do some fancy stepping. We're really going on a spree. I wanna live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. Now you may not approve of the things I do, but it really don't bother me. But don't ever think you can tie me down. I'm gonna stay foot loose and fancy free. So jump back, make track, move out, and let the pretty gals in me. I wanna live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory.
Now you tell me why radio would not want to play something like that. The Singing Sheriff, the great Farron Young. I want to live fast, love hard, die young, and leave that beautiful memory. And that's what we're going to do here on Dispatch Me Home Radio, a special version as we take a look back at what real country is really supposed to be. That was the year of 1959 when Farron came out with that song. Another song that comes to my mind is the legendary Hank Williams. Now, I love just about every song from Hank Williams, but one of my favorites is I'm So Lonesome, I Could Cry. Now, Hank recorded that song in Ohio. A lot of people always thought that these artists, and including Hank Williams, recorded their songs in Nashville. That's not so. I guess he probably needed to get it done because he felt he needed to record the song. So on August the 30th of 1949, up in Ohio, he got in the studio with these musicians. It was Zeke Turner on the electric guitar, Louis Enns on the rhythm guitar, Jerry Bird on steel guitar, Ernie Newton on the bass, Tommy Jackson was on the fiddle. Now, none of these guys were actually part of the Drifting Cowboys who toured with Hank, but they did do a couple stints with him from time to time, and we all know that the original Drifting Cowboys recorded some famous sessions with Hank Williams. But let's go back to the year of 1949 in Ohio. Once again, here is one of the great legends on our special Dispatch Me Home Radio as we take a look at real country music. Here's the great Hank Williams. I'm so lonesome, I could cry.
Hear that lonesome whippoorwill. He sounds too blue to fly. The midnight train is whining low. I'm so lonesome I could cry. I've never seen a night so long when time goes crawling by. The moon just went behind the clouds to hide its face and cry. I'm so lonesome I could cry.
silence of a falling star lights up a purple sky. And as I wonder where you are, I'm so lonesome I could cry.
August of 1949, Hank Williams and his studio musicians in Ohio. You know, there is so many great songs to try to bring to the program here. We just don't have enough time. We'll get in as many as we can. I do want to mention Mariel Deason. She was one of the few legends that was born in Nashville, born to a musical family, had her name changed to Kitty Wells. And in 1961, Miss Kitty Wells recorded a song called Heartbreak USA. Now, it would become her third and final number one at that time, staying on the top spot for 4 weeks and spending about 23 weeks on the charts. Now, on the B-side of that 45 record, there was another song called There Must Be Another Way to Live. That reached to number 20 on the country charts. But we'll go back to April of 1961 as she released the song Heartbreak USA on Decca Records. Now, the writer was one of the legends in Nashville, and that was Mr. Harlan Howard. Let's go to Miss Kitty Wells here on our very special Dispatch Me Home Radio.
The harbor's empty, my love has gone, and with aching heart I face each cold and lonely dawn. And till the trade winds bring him home to stay, I'll live in heartbreak USA. Don't let those geisha girls get your heart in a whirl. And if you meet some sweet fraulein, remember you're mine. Don't forget your sweetheart while you're away. Back home in heartbreak USA.
Miss Kitty Wells and Heartbreak USA on a very special Dispatch Me Home Radio. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I still can remember some of the stories that my dad and some of the other entertainers that I were around, regional entertainers, about on Saturday nights and even Friday nights, sitting and listening to the Grand Old Opry. Really, TV wasn't that great at that time back in the 50s and 60s, even though it was taking over at the time. But you had a lot of radio and it had a lot of power. I can remember going over to the laundromat, and my mom would spend 3 or 4 hours in there at a time. And Dad and I would set out in an old 1967 Ford Galaxy 500. It was on the Friday Night Opry, and we'd listen to String Bean and Grandpa Jones, and what a lot of great memories. And that's exactly what we want to create here for you and myself on Dispatch Me Home Radio. That's why we wanted to have this very special country time together. And it's all brought to you by MusicChartsMagazine.com. MusicChartsMagazine.com in Nashville, Tennessee. Now, as we go to another memory, I want to bring back some memories with Ernest Tubb. We lost Ernest in 1984, nicknamed the Texas Troubadour. In 1948, Ernest Tubb was the first singer to record a hit version of Blue Christmas, which is more associated with Elvis Presley. But Ernest Tubb had the big hit with it, and also his famous song Walking the Floor Over You in 1941. Ernest Tubb, born on a cotton farm in Crisp, Texas, his father was a sharecropper, so Ernest spent his youth working on farms throughout the state of Texas. He was inspired by Jimmy Rogers and spent his spare time learning to sing yodel, and at the age of 19, he took a job singing on a San Antonio radio station, KONO-AM. Now, Ernest Tubb did a lot of live recordings, and this is a show where I picked up one of the songs from the show, and the quality is not that great, but it's such a great song, I wanted you all to hear it on our special Dispatch Me Home radio today. So let's get Ernest Tubb in here, and let's take a listen. I'm looking high and low for my baby. A little bit of bad quality, but it's a good song.
I'm looking high and low for my baby. I've searched every honky-tonk in town. Everybody tells me that I'm crazy to let some pretty woman get me down. I'm looking high and low for my baby. I've gotta find that gal again somehow. I'm looking high and low for my baby. She's the only thing that matters to me now. My shoes are thin and my heels are all run over. No woman made me feel like this before. I'm looking high and low for my baby. Oh, I know that gal is still right here in town. Before I quit looking for that woman, I'll turn this whole darn city upside down. Now you look a while. I'm looking high and low for my baby. I've gotta find that gal again somehow. I'm looking high and low for my baby. She's the only thing that matters to me now.
There he is, the Texas Troubadour, one of the pioneers of our real country music. Now let's move right along. Let's get this legend in here, not only a great songwriter, but singer as well. And in 1968, he came out with a song that would pay tribute to every real country artist, and that is none other than Hank Locklin from down in the panhandle of Florida. Here's his song called Country Hall of Fame as we pay tribute to all the great legends here on Dispatch Me Home Radio.
I was roaming around in Nashville in the state of Tennessee, for I love that country music. It's as soulful as can be. I have gathered their records, for I cherish every name. So I found myself a standing in the Country Hall of Fame. My heart beat somewhat faster as I walked in through the door, for I heard the sound of voices I had often heard before. A happy kind of sadness brought a teardrop to my eye. Now I'll tell you what I saw
sure that you'll see why. Jimmy Rogers, Railroad Leonard, and his faithful old guitar. I could hear that old blue yodel coming from somewhere afar. Roy Acuff in bronze likeness with the great Fred Rose, his friend. And I heard that Wabash cannonball somewhere around the bend. The guitar of Eddie Arnold, memories of cattle call. Chet Atkins will be with him when the work's all done this fall. From the auto harp of Maybell, wildwood flower seem to ring. Riley Puckett and Git Tanner, how they all could pick and sing. I could hear George Hay announcing as I stood there in the room. I could hear Tex Ritter singing his classic song High Noon. Minnie Pearl so glad to be there, and Hank Snow keeps moving on. May the Lord bless those still living and the ones who's joined his throne. Cowboy Copas, Hawkshaw Hawkins, Gentleman Jim and Patsy Cline, Rod Bradfield, Ira Lubin, these stars will always shine. Ernest Tubb, the great Red Foley, and Hank Williams, bless his name. Though some are gone, they'll live forever in the Country Hall of Fame.
He's been a guitar player for such a long time, and there finally he steps up in front of a microphone, and now he's a star.
Isn't that the truth? And it kind of reminds me of something, Patsy. It gives us a natural introduction to your next song. Imagine that.
Imagine me still loving you after all you put me through. Well, I can't help it, I just do. Imagine that, and that's not the half. Imagine this, if you can. I've stood more than I should stand. But I'd still take you back again. Imagine that, ain't that a lie? Can you believe I'd swallow my pride? Well, yes, yes, I guess you can. 'Cause you know you've always had my foolish heart right in the palm of your hand. So for what it's worth to you, it just don't matter what you might do. 'Cause I'll still be waiting and loving you. Imagine that, ain't that a lie?
Live version on the Grand Ole Opry. There is Miss Virginia Patterson Hensley. We know her as Patsy Cline. Well, she had some big songs, but that song there I thought would be a great addition to our tribute to all these wonderful legends. It's called Imagine That. Some of her big songs, Crazy, 1961, Walking After Midnight, 1957, I Fall to Pieces, 1961, Just Out of Reach, She Got You in 1962. She was born in 32 in Winchester, Virginia, and unfortunately lost her life in the plane crash out in Camden, Tennessee on March 5th of 1963. So paying tribute to some of our legends, showing you what real country music is. And that's what we're doing right here on Dispatch Me Home Radio with this special brought to you by MusicChartsMagazine.com. Clarence Eugene Hank Snow. We lost him December of 1999. A big Canadian-American country music artist, a career that spanned nearly 50 years. He recorded 140 albums, charted more than 85 singles on the Billboard country charts from 1950 until 1980. The total includes these number one hits: Let Me Go Lovin', I've Been Everywhere, Hello Love, The Golden Rocket, and another song that we're going to play for you called I'm Moving On. And we're going to go back to the 1950 version. Here he is, the singing ranger, Mr. Hank Snow.
That big eight-wheeler rolling down the track means your true loving daddy ain't coming back, 'cause I'm moving on. I'll soon be gone. You were flying too high for my little old sky, so I'm moving on. That big loud whistle as it blew and blew said hello to the Southland, we're coming to you and we're moving on. Oh, hear my song. You had the laugh on me, but I've set you free and I'm moving on. Mr. Fineman, won't you please listen to me, 'cause I got a pretty mama in Tennessee. Keep moving me on, keep rolling on. So shovel the coal, let this rattle a roll, and keep moving me on. Mr. Engineer, take that throttle in hand, and this rattle's the fastest in the southern land. Keep moving me on, keep rolling on. You're gonna ease my mind, put me there on time, and keep rolling on. I've warned you, baby, from time to time, but you just wouldn't listen or pay me no mind. No, I'm moving on, I'll soon be gone. You have broken your vow and it's all over now, so I'm moving on. You switched your engine, now I ain't got time for a trifling woman on my main line, 'cause I'm moving on, I'm rolling on. I've warned it twice, now you can settle the price, 'cause I'm moving on. But someday, baby, when you've had your play, you're gonna want your daddy, but your daddy will say, keep moving on. Stayed away too long. I'm through with you, too bad you're blue. Keep moving on.
A member of the Grand Ole Opry and also a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame, the singing ranger Hank Snow. You know, something I don't understand is all these wonderful songs that we have listened to throughout the years that radio will not play for some reason or another. All these lyrics are so simple that they connect with the people. And those artists had big heart in singing all these songs. And that's why we still yet love them. But people can't find them. Well, some people know how to search them out, but your regular person just doesn't know how. That's why we have created this special, Dispatch Me Home Radio, as we take a look back at some of the great country songs and legends of all time. Let's get the man in here, Mr. Gentleman Jim Reeves, and New Moon Over My Shoulder.
There's a new moon over my shoulder, and an old love still in my heart. I what you told me the day we had to part. You promised with a new moon you'd be coming back to me. There's a new moon over my shoulder, and an old love still in my heart. Now I'm wishing I had been bolder, then perhaps we wouldn't be so far apart. You promised you would write me, but so far, not a line. Still I wait and make believe that someday you'll be mine. There's a new moon over my shoulder, and an old love still in my heart.
Gentlemen, Jim Reeves here on the special Dispatch Me Home Radio with the new moon over my shoulder. Of course, we lost Jim Reeves in that plane crash there in Nashville. He was a businessman. One thing I will tell you that a few people that knew Jim told me is that he had a certain way that he would want you to introduce him on the stage. Now, if he was singing country music, he would have you introduce him as Grand Ole Opry star Jim Reeves. If he was singing music just like New Moon Over My Shoulder in that type of melody, he would have you introduce him as pop star Jim Reeves, but a great businessman, singer, and many other things in Nashville, Tennessee. You know, this may be the latest that you'll see us go up in the dates, but I want to go back to the year of 1976 because this duo is no doubt one of the most popular throughout the ages, and that is Miss Tammy Wynette and George Jones. Here is a song that came from their album, Golden Ring, and it's called Near You. Let's go back to 1976 on this special Dispatch Me Home radio program.
There's just one place for me, near you.
It's like hell. Near you.
Times when we're apart and I can't face my heart,
say you never stray more than just a lips away.
If my hours could be spent
near you, I'd be more than content near you. Make my life worthwhile by telling me that I'll spend the rest of my days near you.
Brings back a lot of memories for me. I have spun that song many times throughout the years as being a disc jockey, and listen, I can just listen over and over it again. You know, another gentleman that never gets his dues on radio anymore was in that plane crash with Patsy Cline, and that was Hawkshaw Hawkins. We're going to bring a song in here, maybe not one of his popular songs, but a song that I'm sure all of you will enjoy. It's called Darkness on the Face of the Earth. Here is Hawkshaw Hawkins on our tribute to all the great legends of country music. Hawkshaw Hawkins.
The morning that you left me was just another day. How could I see the sorrow that had found me? Then you laughed and told me that I was in your way, and I turned and ran as heaven fell around me. I stumbled through the darkness, my footsteps were unsure. I'd live within a world that had no sunshine. When you left me, darling, my world came to an end, and now there's darkness on the face of the earth. The stars fell out of heaven, the moon could not be found, the sun was in a million pieces scattered all around. Why did you ever leave me? You knew how it would hurt, and now there's darkness on the face of the stars fell out of heaven, the moon could not be found, the sun was in a million pieces scattered all around. Why did you ever leave me? You knew how it would hurt, and now there's darkness on the face of the earth.
There he is, Mr. Hawkshaw Hawkins, a great memory that has been forgotten in our world of radio. But I'll tell you, he lives on as long as we keep his music, at least get it out to all of you, one way or the other. And this program, very special, Dispatch Me Home Radio, is brought to you by MusicChartsMagazine.com in Nashville, Tennessee. And if you know about this program and you've listened to it and you want more, then email us and let us know. All the contact information is right there on the website. And please, tell a friend about our very special country, real country music tribute here on Dispatch Me Home Radio. I want to go to the third person. Well, there was four people killed in that plane crash with Patsy Cline or three other men. Randy Hughes was the pilot, of course. And then there was Cowboy Copas. And he was coming very quick to fame, being on the Grand Ole Opry, making appearances all over. He's originally from down in the state of West Virginia. Cowboy was an avid guitar player. You know, there were so many TV shows back in the 60s that you could turn on the gospel singing Jubilee, or you might find the Grand Ole Opry or some kind of an entertainment show that would bring these legends to life. Well, this is the case here. We're going to get Miss June Carter to talk a little bit with her friend about Cowboy Copas. And then he's going to play a version back in 1961 of Alabama. So here is Copas on our special tribute on Dispatch Me Home Radio.
Here's Copas in Alabama.
Down the street, and the people down there eating like wild geese. I'm on the way. I'm going back to Alabama. Now talk about your people have a whale of a time, eating up chicken and drinking their wine. I'm on the way. I'm going back to Alabama. Now tramp won't steal, but I caught three in my cornfield. I'm on my way. I'm going back to Alabama. Hey, one had a bushel and the other had a peck, and one had a roast near tied around his neck. I'm on my way. I'm going back to Alabama. Down shoes tied on her feet. Good morning, honey. Get over there, baby. Stand over there, Sal. Well, hello, Sal. I know you with a rundown slipper and a tore up shoe. I'm on my way. I'm going back to Alabama. This earth, I'm gonna look back till my money's worth. I'm on my way. I'm going back to Alabama. Hey, I'm going back to Alabama.
All the way back to 1961. That is Cowboy Copas and Alabama. Well, let's bring up another legend right here. Do we need to really talk too much about Ray Price? I don't think so. He had his hand in Nashville. He kind of lived partly with Hank Williams. And then after Hank suffered all his problems, Ray Price went on to work and perform with the Drifting Cowboys. And then he went on to have his own Cherokee Cowboys and help many people. Ray Price still touring after all these years. He took a song and made it a classic, and we're going to include that here on our Dispatch Me Home radio program, and it is simply called two words, and that is Nightlife, and we're going to have that coming up here in just a minute, but I do want to make sure that all of you realize that this is brought to you by Big Al and MusicChartsMagazine.com, right there in Nashville, Tennessee, our very special Dispatch Me Home radio program. Here comes the legend, Ray Price and Nightlife.
When the evening sun goes down, you will find me hanging round. Oh, the nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life. Many people just like me, dreaming of old used to be. Oh, the nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life. Well, listen to the blues they're playing. Yeah, listen to what the blues are saying. Mine is just another scene from the world of broken dreams. Oh, the nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life. Yeah, when the evening sun goes down, you will find me hanging around. Well, the nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life. Many people just like me, dreaming of old used to be. But the nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life. Just another scene from the world of broken dreams. Well, the nightlife ain't no good life, but it's
legend. As we pay tribute to the legends here on Dispatch Me Home Radio, Ray Price and Nightlife. Nightlife written by Willie Nelson. Inspired, as they say, now this is secondhand information, but inspired on a trip from his home in Pasadena, Texas to his work singing at the Esquire Club there in Houston. Now, due to financial issues, Willie Nelson sold the song Nightlife to Paul Buskirk for about $150. Song was rejected by Pappy Daly, who made Nelson's studio recordings at the time. Pappy Daly believed that the song was not country. Due to the amount of money that Nelson received from the song, he decided to record the song in another studio to avoid any legal actions. It was recorded as Nightlife under the artist name of Hugh Nelson and Paul Buskirk and the Little Men. Song later recorded by Ray Price in 1963, and the song became a hit for him. He also included it on his introduction of his act, and then the song later even covered by Frank Sinatra and B.B. King. But the original version recorded by Willie Nelson in 1960. Well, there you have it. Some of the great legends of our time. We're not finished yet. As Porter Wagner might say, come on out here and sing us a song, Miss Pretty Norma Jean, here on our Dispatch Me Home radio special. And I do believe that the song she's going to sing for us is called Put Your Arms Around Her.
Put your arms around her. That's where your love is. Don't let my broken heart stand in the way. Put your arms around her. That's where your heart is. Maybe I can get over you someday. I've tried so hard to hold you, but you slipped through my arms. So if that's good enough for me. Mm-hmm. but you slipped through my arms. So if that's the way it has to be, put your arms around her. That's where your dreams are, and if you're happy, then that's good enough for me.
There she is, pretty Miss Norma Jean here on the program. You know, I'm going to finish up with another young lady that has brought so much to country music. From down in the hills of Kentucky, Miss Loretta Lynn. Now, the fun part about what we're going to do is she's going to sing her big song, one of her big songs, Don't Come Home A-Drinkin' With Lovin' On Your Mind. We're not going to go to the studio recording of that song. We're going to listen to a live version, and we're going to hear that great Kentuckian voice of Miss Loretta Lynn. So let's take a listen together, a piece of history. Here's Miss Loretta Lynn.
Have no more of that. Gee whiz. Listen, you can be replaced back there, Larry. I'll tell you what I'd like to do. I'd like to do a song called Don't Come Home A-Drinkin' With Lovin' On Your Mind, or you can change it around and say Don't Come Home Lovin' With... No, Don't Come Home Drinkin' With Lovin' On Your Mind. Well, what did I say? Well, anyway, it's just as bad one way as it is the other. Don't come home a-drinkin' lovin' on your mind then.
You thought that I'd be waiting up when you came home last night. You'd been out with all the boys and you ended up half-tight. A liquor and love that just don't mix, leave the ball or me behind. And don't come home a-drinkin' with lovin' on your mind.
Miss Loretta Lynn, and Don't Come Home A-Drinkin' With Lovin' On Your Mind. I hope that you have enjoyed our special Dispatch Me Home as much as I have enjoyed looking back at some of the great memories of songs that, well, basically aren't allowed to be on radio anymore. But you can hear it all right here on MusicChartsMagazine.com. Tell a friend about it, and if you like what we've done, then we will do more specials here on Dispatch Me Home Radio. Take care. God bless you. Remember, my friends, the day is there. I'm Big Al Weekly, and on that day, all you have to do is make it.